I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Second hour on a Tuesday. I know a lot of people really enjoy when Jamie comes on, Jamie Yuccas. The A-Job getting in the way, so Jamie's going to join us at 2:05. Tom Hauser on the budget battle already in play. Tom is at 2:35. You were in just for one segment. You're in for the first half hour. When are you out, sir?
This first segment, then I'll have to duck away.
Okay. More of the roast beef loaded with the gravy and the potatoes, the commercial sandwich. Bumps in Glencoe, Twin West, West Side Mille Lacs. They're adding taters. Do you want the taters with your roast beef? I don't.
You don't want the mashed potatoes?
Well, I think of tater tots. I want the mashed potatoes, but I don't want tater tots.
No, I want mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I don't. I think tater tots, overrated.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think they're properly rated.
Cook?
Crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Tater tots are absolutely properly rated.
Thank
you. How dare you, sir?
Yes, thank you. Geez, please. Why don't you just wrap yourself in Minnesota? Tell me about the tater tot hot dish. So we'll stay lighter until you get the heck out of here, and you'll be back tomorrow. My friend Gardzi was lamenting Perkins in Edina, that it is shutting down. And he had some fun with that on Twitter over the weekend, saying, you know, as a kid grew up in Edina, hanging out there a lot after sports and places. And we're seeing, you know, when this roast beef commercial conversation came up about places. Now, Perkins is different from some of the local places, the independent places. But are we losing too many of these places? Are we just too many places are building? And it's, listen, it's a good sign that in the economy that places are considering, you know, office buildings and apartments. And good luck, because we need more of that. But are we losing? And it's kind of it's a two track. It's Perkins and Country Kitchen and Embers. Those are very different from the local places, right? The family owned, or the, you know, two people just own it. Do we think we're losing too many of those type of places? We've had this boom in restaurants. So many of them have been crushed due to the pandemic. I am full on a foodie, love trying new places. That doesn't mean, as an example, that he dined in Perkins, I've probably been there 15 times. Places like that are good. I've got an independent place down the road for me, Peg's Countryside. I love Peg's. I'd love to get back to a point when I go inside and eat, but just because of Quentin's health, I'm not going to do it. What do both of you think? Are we losing too many of those type of places?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that kind of the chain restaurant has always kind of reinvented itself. I mean, you know, back, I can remember being a kid, you know, we had like Mr. Steaks and, you know, those Ponderosa, you know, and those are great places. Yep. And people went and they just disappeared after a while. Same with, I mean, Perkins. I mean, there was the Perkins on South Robert Street. We used to go there after church almost religiously.
Sure.
Pun intended.
Get it? Get it?
But,
hey-o.
You know, they had the wishing well at Perkins where you go over to the wishing well and get the fake sheriff's badge or the parachute guy.
Then they had knows what little sex games you play with that sheriff badge.
And then the Perkins where they had the they had a couple video games in the lobby too, like Rampage. I remember playing Rampage
always
at the Perkins.
Always had video games, right?
So I just think that you know, their popularity is there for a while, then they kind of fade out after a while. And there's, look, we love to demonize those places too. You know, oh God, you know, Perkins, give me a break. You know, if it's, we've got, you know, local food, local restaurants that are trying to make it. Why would you go to a, God forbid, a chain restaurant? Mm-hmm. So we like to, you know, scoff at those kinds of places, even though when it comes down to it, there's a romanticism there that, you know, these are places that, you know, my parents brought me and
brings you back.
Yeah, for sure.
I get it because I like the independent places, but I never scoff at Perkins. I think Perkins is great.
Bread bowl,
I think Perkins
salad.
Today is great. The blueberry muffins at Perkins, just fantastic.
Big as your head.
Yeah, I'd take one. Well, not right now because of the tummy.
Did you ever have this is a non sequitur, but I saw that I responded to the guy about having a perm. Did you ever have a perm?
No. You saw recently we met for a social distance bottle of wine around New Year's Eve, and we met at my father's place.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw some of the pictures that my father had up of me as a child. I mean, what did you think of the hair that was taking place?
Good hair. I mean, you had good hair.
You're being too kind.
I mean, I'm saying the quality of the hair. I'm not saying the design.
Yeah, it was basically my mother didn't care and wanted to pocket the money herself. Let me just be perfectly clear. Maybe we should have some sort of competition this year. Dan's obviously out.
What?
One of us who loses has to get a perm.
Oh.
I thought you were going to do a competition of worst hairdos amongst the three of us over the course of our lives.
No, you're the mullet on you.
Yeah, that's why I was upset, I thought.
Is the heavyweight champion.
I had the winner.
I had the classic feathered haircut. I had the puka shells for a while.
Sean Cassidy.
Yeah, much less attractive, Sean Cassidy. You know. People are chiming in here. Applebee's is Perkins with alcohol.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think of Applebee's as more of an all-day place.
Yeah.
I still think if I'm going to Perkins at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I might get the breakfast.
Right.
That's true. I just love it.
But, I mean, like, that's a good example, though. Applebee's, like, you know, no serious foodie is going to say, oh, you got to go to Applebee's. But as a father with two, you know, kids, they like to go to Applebee's. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Applebee's. I don't care.
Nothing wrong with that. Embers was a local family-owned chain. So for me, when I saw Garzy pointing this out, Embers was a place my crew hung out a lot. Embers, in kind of that middle school and high school, we'd hang out at the there. High school also, it was McDonald's just off 169 where we would hang out. Sounds like for you, was that – now with your buddies, did you have a play – because your family was Perkins where – with your buddies, did you have a place?
Yep. Well, there was Angelo's Pizza that was right on Marie there by South St. Paul High School. Angelo's is still in town. It moved to a different location, but great pizza. Angelo's is fantastic. I think DeRusha did a piece on Angelo's one time.
Yes, pretty sure he did.
There also was another restaurant near there called CJ's back in the day that had just those crinkle-cut French fries, and you could get like a dollar. Get a big, just a huge trough of them for like a dollar. So we'd always go there too. Yeah, those are those two places. I can't think of any.
Dan, did you have a go-to?
You know, when I was as a family, when we were kids, I remember going to, there was a Godfather's Pizza. I want to say it was in Brooklyn Park. And that was always a big thing for me and my brother because they, like you guys were talking about earlier, they had the video games in the front of it. And we'd often, you know, we were dumb enough and young enough at the time that we'd go sit at the Pac-Man machine and pretend like we were playing the game, even though we didn't have any money to actually put in the game and play it. But that was fine. We didn't care. We just used our imagination. So that was the place I first thought of when you guys started talking about this subject.
Remember the
one embers left is in Columbia Heights. I did not realize that.
Remember the embers.
Jumbo Hamburger Royal Combo with the pie. Another text. My parents forgot to make restaurant reservations at a fancy restaurant this year for Thanksgiving and ended up at Perkins. They loved it. More power to you.
For sure.
Perkins After Bar. Oh, yeah. Definitely had that capability. Chad, met your dad at the 50th and 100 a few years ago. My wife was very enamored.
It's the skin. It was the skin.
Pizza Hut. Were you much of a Pizza Hut person?
No. Never was.
Nah. I wasn't either. I'm trying to. Ground Round, somebody says.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
Yes.
Ground Round had great chicken tortilla soup.
Their Sand Valley is this amazing golf place in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin, which is taking off. Now they're going to build this other highly touted golf design. I won't get too down the rabbit hole on that one. But on the way back, we've stopped at the Ground Round with a bunch of people the last few nine times. Ground Round still brings it.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with it. Shakey's. Okay, Shakey's for me is way up there because I love Shakey's. I love the Shakey's brunch. And I will say my senior year at Armstrong High School, we didn't have open campus, but we basically did have open campus. We could go up the back area, past the photography area, past the auto mechanics area, and the teachers just kind of, if you had an okay relationship with them, would just kind of look the other way or smile. So I probably went to Shakey's Bunch of Lunch 95% of the time my senior year. I miss Shakey's. I thought Shakey's pizza was fantastic. Were you much of a Shakey's guy?
There was one on Robert Street again, and I remember going there frequently, but I can't remember, like, the actual pizza. Plus, you know, you're a kid. Any pizza's good. But,
yeah.
But I remember about Shakey's. I think they had a player piano at the Shakey's.
Yes.
And also the red hard plastic glasses.
You're right.
And also remember we talked a kid into calling 911 at Shakey's one time. It was like, we said, you need a... Oh, we're like, no, you need a quarter to call 911. Oh, I don't think you could just... No, seriously, just call 911. Suddenly all the fire trucks show
You're
up.
A bad person. Seriously.
You are a bad person.
How could
person,
you do that honestly. To someone? That poor kid.
And that was last week.
Yeah. That was Siggy you did that.
What about Green Mill? Are those
Green Mill?
Some of those still around, right? Those are
oh, yeah. The original Green Mill was in St. Paul, right?
We had multiple Green Mills. You know, Green Mill for a while in the 90s was kind of the go-to higher-end pizza place.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now we have 75 other high-end pizza places. You know, we are a great pizza town. I don't think there's any doubt about it. We have lots of pizza options. You guys concur?
Absolutely. Yes. I don't think Green Mill ever served Mountain Goat Tears, though. I don't think they ever went that far. With the high-end pizza.
Well, they did a little foo-foo stuff.
Did they really? I don't remember that.
They actually have really good food. Their regular other menu other than pizza is really good, too. Good wings.
Mickey's Diner. Mr. Q's. Devani's. Listen, Devani's is rock solid. I'm a big Devani's guy. Showbiz, Rocky Rococo. Lincoln Dell lived up to it. For some people... See, I don't think we're the greatest deli town. My go-to by far is Crossroads, and the Crossroads is outstanding. Cecil's in St. Paul is fantastic.
Yes.
To me, those are the two best. Others are just okay. All right, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll chat with you tomorrow. Adam. With some personal business, so he's out a little bit earlier.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.